machlokas of Korach v'Adoso. And as Rav Soloveitchik spoke about it many times, it's known as the common sense revolt, that Korach tried to use common sense to refute Moshe Rabbeinu. And we know the famous claims of Korach. Like, Moshe, you're telling me that if you have a whole beged of tzitzis, and you put one tcheles, I guess it depends what shita you hold, but you have one tcheles that parts of the whole mitzvah, so imagine a tala shakuo tcheles, you don't need any tzitzis. Or bayis moleis svarim, who needs a mezuzah? Those are his arguments. So there's so the mefarshim want to know why specifically was talis a mezuzah used as an example. What's the remez from in the chumash? So we see the koyarka points out talis we know because ma inyan sitzis eitzo parshas Korach. It ends last week with Sitzis, and it continues with Adas Korach, so that's why we see a connection between Talos Shakur and Tcheles. But where do we see anything about a mezuzah? So the Koyakas is because by Dasan Bavirim it says Omer Pesach Beso. So others want to explain that perhaps it's based on something else. That number one, the Mesha Chachma and the Ragachev and others point out that what was the basis for killing Korach v'Adoso? What it has to be patterned after some halacha. So the Mesha Chachma, the Ragachev, others point out it's a din of Er HaNidachas. It's like Er HaNidachas. Where do we learn out? Men, women, children, everything gets destroyed. We learn it out from the Machokas of Korach v'Adoso. Just like during the Machokas of Korach as well. And the Rambam writes actually in Hilchas Er HaNidachas, Hilchas Avodah Zarah, that even if you give them all the hasra, there's a gemar din on the city, and some people are chozer b'tshuva, so you can let them out. Aye, the rabbi goes crazy. What do you mean, let them out? We don't let someone who murdered someone, even if they did tshuva, get out, so why over here would they get out? So, the answer probably is because by the Mefarshim say that by someone who doesn't act for Avodah Zarah or Mitzicha, so they're Chayim Misa personally. But in Eren Nidachas, it's not a din on the individual, it's a din on the Tzibor. Whoever's part of the Eren Nidachas, you get the Onish Misa. If you're not part of the Eren Nidachas, if you're Tifresh from that Tzibor, you won't be. So if you walk out, you do Tshuva, it's not that you're taking away the Onish Misa. It was never on you, it was only on the city. It was a Chobas at Tzibor. And that's why we understand the Gemara and Baba Basra, B'nai Korach did tshuva. Moshe Emes v'Tarasa, I mean, even though after the Gemara Din, and after they were, the Misa was on them. Why? Because that's where the Rambam gets it from. Just like B'nai Korach, who had a din of Eren Nidachas, they're able to do tshuva. So the Kasha is, that why weren't they saved then? Why weren't they saved? Because the Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin, in Eren Nidachas, if you have one mezuzah in town, that saves the whole Eren Nidachas. Because it's Mechikas Hashem, Osasu Kein Hashem Olakechem. So, what's the pshat of the Chiddush Uriah Harim says? Because it needs to be a kulo. I mean, it has to be the whole. It's either the Eren Nidachas or it's not the Eren Nidachas. Which one is it? So therefore, if you can't, why not just throw out the mezuzah and then destroy the city? No, that's part of the mezuzah defines the Eren Nidachas. In fact, that's why there's a Beis Yosef that quotes a distinction by a Sefer Torah. If a min writes a Sefer Torah, you have to destroy it, but a mezuzah, you don't. So where's that from? So maybe it's based on, you assume everyone in the Eren Nidachas, it was a min. That's why you're destroying it. So by Eren Nidachas, a Sefer Torah, and it doesn't help. It's Dafka Mezuzah. Because apparently by a mezuzah defines the bayis, defines the house. And that's why it's Dafka Mezuzah. And now we understand, So if why didn't they put him as this? Korach was a firm guy. So the answer must be Yelavadan. It must be is because it went back to their. It could have saved their lives. Instead, he said, "Bayis molei svarim. Who needs a mezuzah?" And therefore, they didn't put up a mezuzah. And because they didn't put up a mezuzah, that perhaps would have saved them. And therefore, that's the pshat why they were destroyed. So we see the connection between Adas Korach and Aaron Nidachas, that they're both, it's the whole city. We give you a chance for tshuva, like we see by B'nai Korach and Aaron Nidachas. And we see a mezuzah saves you, and Dafka. Because Bayit Smolei Yisrael, you didn't have a mezuzah. Mezuzah defines the Bayit, and therefore they were they couldn't save. And in Aaron Nidachas, you do get saved, but in this case, they didn't do a mezuzah because of the tiny of Korach, and therefore that led to their demise.